With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 349, Den of Thieves.
We've hit the skids for January.
Yeah, welcome to the dumping ground of cinema.
But we'll get into this one, because I don't really think this is...
it was okay.
It was fine. It was fine for it. Yeah. I thought it was good. Exactly for what it was.
Yeah. This is like the second week in a row where I'm like, yeah, all right.
I will say, I expected very little from this movie. So when I saw it, I'm like, this is actually well done. But I'm like, it's fine for what it is. I was entertained.
I felt like this because until I checked like what it was, it was like, oh, Gerard Butler and something in L.A. Okay.
Is this directed by Brian De Palma?
But it was one of those things where I was like, is this, I was hopeful. I was like, oh, is this like a, you know, something like a Prince of Persia kind of thing? Because, you know, I was like, Den of Thieves. Oh, maybe this is like, you know.
Is Alibaba in this?
Like, I was kind of excited. I was like, oh, I'd like to see another, like, you know, sand and sandal epic.
Nope.
Not at all.
That's where you thought Gerard Butler's
but
trajectory.
None of them have been good.
300 was good.
Hey, listen, man. All right. I
don't consider
that
sand and sandal.
We're talking about Sinbad? The Sinbad movies? Like, Eye of the Tiger?
I'm talking about none of the modern ones have been.
No. Yeah, well, Prince of Persia was not good. Gods of Egypt, not good.
Yeah.
Prince of Persia, they came into it making a huge mistake.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes.
As the Prince of Persia. Yes.
The British accent.
I mean, that was like, you couldn't even go into that. You're like, well, we'll see.
God, that movie would never get greenlit in 2017/2018. You know what I mean?
Sure it would.
No, Jake Gyllenhaal is the lead. He would have been forced to step down as soon as production started. That would never happen in this day.
That's probably true.
You know what I mean? You hear about...
I think he would get cast, and then he'd be like, yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe. And then it would last about 1 second in the news.
Can I sign that Batman?
And that movie didn't
now?
Even carry the... versus like an Assassin's Creed, which, you know, is so like prevalent as a video game.
Yeah, that was
Prince of Persia.
We're a little bit
long history of video games.
Yeah.
But I don't think people were looking at it as a video game movie
right.
the same way. But it's just one of those. And it's actually, I mean, it's a funnish movie. It's just, I have a hard time with Jake Gyllenhaal.
I thought it was boring.
It is boring.
I don't remember.
I mean, it's nothing like that. The games are fun. So.
Yeah, the games are fun. The Sands of Time was my favorite.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, it's like, couldn't you just do that? No, apparently not.
It's almost like sometimes video game movies are best left as video games.
You mean all the time?
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant by yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. When people want The Last of Us as a movie, I'm just like, no. Just play the game.
Yeah.
It's called
Seriously
Logan.
Play the game.
Yeah. It's called Logan.
That's it.
Logan is just like,
basically.
Yeah.
So, without zombies.
Right. So I think we may be gearing up for our first good video game adaptation ever.
What?
Tomb Raider. It's based on those reboots.
Oh, yeah. And those reboots are good.
The reboots are really good.
Yeah. And she looks like Lara Croft. She looks like the reboot of Lara Croft.
The actor from Ex Machina. Yeah.
Maybe the fact that they've made two movies that they've like kind of like, okay, we did it. Okay, we'll make a sequel, but we'll make it better. Okay, we did that. Maybe we can figure this out.
Yeah. Can you wear a tight blue tank top, brown booty shorts, and a holster around your thigh?
Yeah, no.
Angelina Jolie's like, yeah, okay.
Oh, well, yeah.
This one's like, no.
Yeah.
No, it's the it's the gal from
Ex Machina.
The Last Bourne movie, too.
Yeah. So Ex Machina, yeah.
Yeah, right.
We don't talk about, that.
No, I think the Bourne movie we don't talk about is the one with Jeremy Renner.
Oh, I always forget that Matt Damon came back for another Bourne movie.
Came back for one more.
I thought the fourth one was the last one.
Oh, so. Gotcha.
I really always forget that.
Yeah. So I guess let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Dan.
I think guests go last, so.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom.
And this is Joe.
Oh, look at them sneaking in.
Yeah.
So quick shameless plugs. Don't forget we're available on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe. You should do that. Just saying.
I mean, I would if I were you.
Every week for you.
Yeah, right.
You can go to iTunes and leave us a review.
It's so easy.
I'm just calling you out. So there, you've been called out. Also, don't forget, we got a Facebook page. You can swing by and like it while you're doing your homework. Your homework being going to iTunes and subscribing.
You can join the League of Art Commissioners.
Yes.
Like Brad Hyman.
Like Brad Hyman.
Oh, man. Thanks, Brad.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
But you can do all that at facebook.com/realspoiler. So there. Got all the house cleaning out of the way. Den of Thieves.
Yeah. So I saw this trailer, and I was like, oh, God. Like, we're probably going to be able, like, hopefully there's going to be something else that comes out. I won't have to see this movie.
Little did you know.
Little did I know that the other option was the
12 strong
was not 13 hours.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what else that was.
Next year is 11 soldier guys.
Yeah.
Like, in a partridge.
And then 10 little. Oh, yeah.
Not
that name.
Yeah.
Ten,
and then there were none. That's what we have to call it.
Yeah. So this film movie. It's not a film. Let's get that squared away now. No, it's not.
It's a movie.
No, it's a movie. there's films, and then like Godfather is a film. This is a movie.
I was actually really impressed by the ambition of what I would call a film. Like, I really, again, did not expect much. I didn't know anything about the plot. I saw Gerard Butler, 50 Cent, Ice Cube Jr. You know, I saw the cast, you know, and they're good actors. I'm not saying there aren't. But, you know, I'm just like, we're in for just a check your brain, action flick, whatever. I mean, the filmmaking is pretty solid in this movie.
It looks good. Like,
good looking movie. I think my complaint from a filmmaking standpoint is it does not need to be 2 hours and 20 minutes.
It has no business.
It is. I felt
100%.
Like, I felt it was very plodding with a D.
It was
like,
I see.
I felt like this movie at the end of the day is kind of a dumb movie.
Absolutely.
And it could have been dumb fun, but they took themselves, they thought they were making a much
deeper,
smarter
and
more important
movie.
On
a movie
than
that
they
had already been made 20 years ago.
Correct.
That's my exact complaint with it. I thought it was long. When they were getting into it, I'm like, they're really turning this into some kind of epic. Like, they're trying to be Heat. They're
well,
trying
to be.
Right.
What do you mean they're trying? Like, they wanted to
they
be.
They want to be.
Bad.
That's what trying is.
There's totally.
So they were trying to go really long and get really in depth and really epic with the showdowns and everything. And I'm like, okay, they should have checked that. The other thing is, too, they could have dropped the entire Gerard Butler family dynamic. That's 20 minutes right there.
Well,
it never pays off. It doesn't add anything.
No, never.
That's a good 20, 25 minutes between all those scenes.
Yeah, I agree.
It cut that out, it'd be under 2 hours.
That was, and I think a lot, and that we see that in Heat.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. With Pacino.
Right.
But, and a very young Natalie Portman. But it.
Is she the daughter?
It's yeah.
Yeah.
It's part of it. I mean, it's part of the, but Heat also had.
You also
at
have
that
Michael
time,
Mann.
Had Michael Mann and Al Pacino and Robert De Niro. And we've talked about this
and
with
Val
LA
Kilmer
Takedown.
And,
right. Yeah. I mean, it's like, but Heat was, you know, there's a reason.
Heat
and
is
and
what
some
it
people
is.
Like it, some people don't.
I think
but I mean,
an
it's still,
movie.
It's, yeah. It, this isn't that.
But in this,
no.
But in this
like,
one.
This movie should already lower. It should manage its own expectations.
Right. Yeah. I would have really, like, I had fun with the movie. I enjoyed it. Would I watch it again? No. But, like, I am glad I saw it. And I was just thinking the whole time, I'm like, they should have just went more with the dumb fun, just the dumb action, than trying to be so smart and trying to be so convoluted with it. And
well,
then it,
I mean, I think from a plotting standpoint, with a T this time, like, I don't even have a problem with it. I mean, we'll just, I mean, we're just going to put it out there. It's it ends up being a knockoff of Usual Suspects.
Yes.
And I'm even okay with that. I just wish it had been more high energy.
Yeah.
It's just so
energy. It started so fast and hard.
It starts rooted in something else.
Right.
You know, it's like, well, it's gritty and it's dark and it's like, And then it's like, oh, we're going to make that movie. I didn't know we were making that movie. And then it's kind of like, I do wish it was more like a Now You See Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I can
which
see that
is
for
like,
sure.
Just go ahead and just go all in on, yeah. on
right.
that.
Right. Right.
And but, let him do his wackadoo thing.
But there's characters from other movies in this movie, so right. it's like, but that character's rooted in what that movie is, yeah. and this yeah. character is sort of like this movie.
They pulled a lot, and there's a lot of things that they don't. They introduce a lot of things, and they don't pay off, and it's just unnecessary. And I like the twist. Like the twist mm-hmm. makes it a better movie to me. So I'm not yeah. saying it can't be smarter.
I would agree.
That
like, yeah.
that
yeah.
twist at the end, like I predicted some of it, but then the major twist, I'm like, okay, I did not see that coming.
Right.
And it saves it. But my point is like the part in the middle where it's so methodical and so slow, that's what I mean by trying to be smart.
Right.
Like they try to build it up like you're like, oh, right. he's doing
well,
this.
Well, they tried to
oh,
build up
and...
all this tension that wasn't there.
Right.
Like yeah. in Heat, you've got that tension of De Niro and Pacino
right.
like on this collision course.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you don't see them together until that moment.
Right.
And then you have that moment in this movie. The problem is they do it twice. They
yeah.
do it once with the girlfriend. And they do it a second time at the firing range.
Right, they were right there next
right,
to each other.
Right, so it's like as smart as Heat was to build to that moment, like they're ratcheting up.
Yeah.
They're like, I think don't they just like they keep missing each other? Like in Heat, like
yeah.
it's constant. Like they're always missing each other.
Well, it starts further and further and further and further until it's just them. It's just them in the diner.
Right.
Which we have seen, you know, was actually in another movie
right.
that Michael Mann did. But, you know, it's never bombastic. It's just, you know, it's a slow, you know, funnel into that moment.
Yeah. This one is just...
Then the final moment.
It's just like, it's like a winding road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where they,
yeah.
they come together, then they go apart. They come
yeah,
together,
I did not
apart,
feel the payoff for when they do meet is not... what I think they intended it to be is
right.
the problem.
No,
like
I don't think
like
so.
When they finally show down, I wasn't like, ooh, they're together. Like,
so
yeah.
like if they
yeah.
wanted it to be Heat, they don't, you could have them do the scene in the firing range.
I like that scene.
It was a good scene. I like that. I mean, it's Lethal Weapon,
but I didn't need yeah, them.
So
I didn't need
so
them in
three.
The,
they
yeah.
come face
yeah,
to face
oh,
many,
three,
you know?
Many
yeah.
times though. That's the thing. The problem is it's just, they just keep doing it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Which steals away from like,
that's
sort of
what
like,
it is. It's too
like,
much.
Right.
Yeah. If they finally came down to one time where they, you know, if they would have kept missing each other or something, you'd be like, oh, now they're,
mm-hmm.
you know, but like when they just walk by each other.
Right. Right. And it's, well, just, and it's also the scene in the sushi restaurant where I'm just like, what are you doing?
What was the point of that?
What are you, why are you doing
four.
This?
Yeah.
Four interactions.
Well, the one was so we've got in the girlfriend's house, the firing range. Oh, the
right
last one.
I mean,
last one,
that's
and,
the
okay,
one where they,
enough.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, like that whole scene, like you didn't need that scene. Like,
God,
that's a scene you
yeah.
could have taken out because there's no point to it. You know, like.
And sushi is gross.
And sushi is gross.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about that when we get there. But
I'm surprised we didn't get a maraca on that. I was like, because I think we know if there's anybody at the table who likes sushi, it's going to be Dan.
But yeah, I was so frustrated when he did that sushi part.
Yeah.
I'm like, why'd you do that?
What are you
like,
doing?
That's not helping anybody.
Well, if anything, you're hurting yourself.
Well,
exactly.
And he's
yeah.
a self-destructive kind of guy anyway, so.
And see, that's the thing. It's like with Heat.
It's almost it's like, his,
like you really have, this does. You have to compare this to Heat because a lot of it is like just like overlaying a lot of
it's Heat until
heat.
The end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is like with Pacino is like we see his family life, but we understand his motivations and we can sympathize with him. Gerard Butler is not sympathetic. And in fact, there's a certain point in this movie where I was like, so these guys are, he's kind of like Vic Mackey from The Shield.
That's exactly what I thought.
So this is The Shield. Because he even says, we're the bad guys.
He's Riggs.
And he's kind of
without Riggs's lovability.
Yeah. Yes. There's, I mean,
like
he's just
a jerk.
So
a
why
gross
do you
jerk?
So why do you introduce the family to try to
exactly.
make that's
why?
So
we,
but they should have left it out because it doesn't. But it doesn't work. It's
but they
like,
don't.
You
know. But at that point, they don't have a hero,
right?
Like you don't have somebody you're rooting for. You're not rooting for the guy that killed cops in the beginning of the movie. You're not rooting for the dirty cop.
But they could have, you would still root for Gerard Butler, even if he's kind of a scuzzball, but he's still
he's
not
a scuzzball, but is he a dirty cop?
No, he's not a dirty cop. He's just,
I guess they never really say.
No, he's not a dirty cop, but he's just gross. But
yeah, he's a scumbag, but like, he's not the bad guy. You would still root for him.
I mean, he's not on the take.
That we know of, that's true.
I mean,
now I'm writing their movie. That's,
right, yeah,
that,
they didn't show it. I mean, I think if he's on the take, we would have seen
you
that.
I guess I felt like they were leaning on that with the FBI guy.
I think that was just standard jurisdictional pissing
right.
match.
It could have been. That's true.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we even see that they're actually not they don't hate each other. Right. And they still have each other's backs.
Yeah. That's true.
And I think they show his family just so we can see him like be emotional and have some heart. But
he
it's
is
just it's it seems like work. That's the only reason why they show it.
Right. Well, he is just Riggs. Like he's doing his best. Yeah. Lethal Weapon one Riggs
right.
impression and
bare ass in the moonlight.
Bare ass. I mean, we do. No, do we?
So
no,
that's
we
your takeaway from Lethal Weapon
4 or 5.
That's
but the entire
said one. So.
But the entire like the premise of Lethal Weapon
you
is
done
you
suicidal,
are
suicidal. You could have done jumping off the top of a building.
Yeah, I love that scene.
You could have, but no, bare ass in the moonlight.
No.
The
one. Patsy Kinsett.
No,
no,
yeah, no, nothing. Bare ass in the moonlight. Huh?
That's it.
That's it. All right.
But I was thinking of him doing like Curly.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
To be perfect,
when he's counting out the singles in the beginning, he's like, no.
Fist
like
fight in a rain. Fist fight in a rainstorm.
Yeah. Where everybody's standing around.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest, 2 nights ago I watched Loaded Weapon 1 and they parody it.
Emilio Jackson, Emilio Estevez.
Yeah, Emilio Estevez does the exact same thing, and then so like I just watched it.
But yeah, like so Riggs is crazy, but you're rooting for him because he's broken. We see why he's broken,
and second movie it's even more so. Like, oh,
I have a problem with the second movie. They retcon that so that they can.
Yeah, but they did retcon it, but it worked.
Diplomatic immunity. That actually works because that's from Lethal Weapon 2. So like Gerard Butler, I feel like is Riggs without the lovability.
They should
without
just,
the likability.
They should have just. The bottom line is they should have forgotten 25 minutes of family stuff. They should have just made him more. They should have just made him the hero, just within his family of cops. Like
they should have made it more fun. Yeah. It should have been a little bit more of a cartoon.
Yep. Yeah.
Like it should have had like
should have been doing the Curly,
and it should have had like some like really like fun dialogue back and forth kind of like it. You know, it needed to just be a little bit. A lot more high energy.
I mean, it's simple. This movie starts in the world of Heat, and it ends in
Usual Suspects.
The world of not even Usual Suspects. I mean, then it's like the fun, like all of a sudden it's like, it's a little bit of the ending where it's like, ha ha ha, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
It's the Now You See Me where it's like, oh, it's a playful world.
There's the whole scene where he's at the first crime scene, and like he goes in, like this is Lethal Weapon, where he goes into the box of donuts and starts eating a donut.
I think there's one without blood on it over
and
there.
The FBI guy's like, you just threw a donut into my crime scene. He's like, oh, did I? I had no idea.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
that's
this movie opens up in a donut store, an LA donut store at midnight. I mean, if you have not seen Boogie Nights, it's like, man, you don't go to any LA donut store. Like, forget about the whole, because the movie opens with them, like, you know, this big sort of like testimonial about.
So I came in at the firefight.
Oh, okay. So it's this big, basically the city has the most bank robbery, like every 48 minutes or something like that.
Right.
There's some factoids thrown out there. I needed an infographic at a certain point. And I was like, what?
I can't believe there's over 2,000 bank robberies a year in LA alone.
Yeah.
That's
like,
the fact they give. Like, wow.
But they go through all this, and then it ends up at a donut store, and it's like, wow. We have rid of those donut stores in LA at midnight. Bad idea.
Bad news bears. So these guys, our team of thieves, which consists of
I believe they're called the Renegades.
Okay. It's 50 Cent, Ice Cube Jr.
I'm sorry. Who sent?
50.
There you go.
50 Cent. Curtis Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ice Cube Jr. And a guy who I only know from Law & Order SVU.
He's the leprechaun in American Gods. That Neil Gaiman show.
I did not like that show.
He plays the leprechaun.
Okay.
From the book.
He's good. Like, he's one of those bit actors. I was like, oh, yeah, I recognize him.
Pablo.
I don't know.
I'll look it up. I can't remember. But he's good. He's a good actor.
Yeah. So they're going to steal this armored truck.
And these guys are jacked, man. They could just probably pick it up.
<It's true. laughs> At least this guy and 50 Cent on his own.
Yeah.
Like, these two just put on their backs.
Carry it.
Yeah, it's fine. They've also got, like, this jacked up Hawaiian guy and a Samoa, like they've got these massive men.
Pablo Schreiber
is
the actor.
Wow, what an interesting combination of names.
Juan Epstein.
I wonder if
interesting
he's from a mixed family.
I think that might be so I came in at the firefight, so I'm assuming somebody called the cops.
Well, so it's an armored truck, and they've stopped at the donut shop to get breakfast.
Right.
So there's one driver and two guys that go in to get the donuts, and so they are trying to steal the armored truck, which you presume is full of a bunch of cash.
Right.
And so that's...
Which seems flip-floppy, unless they really are getting, like, you need need that. Man.
You get the hunger
pangs.
You
got three guys. How many donuts do you need?
It's going to be a 24 load. We better. I need your help.
So the guy sets off the trips the silent alarm in the truck once they see the guys with guns, and that's why the cops.
Okay,
come in.
And then
just for the record, according to the FBI in 2010. I'm assuming these numbers are probably fairly consistent.
Sure.
California recorded the most number of bank robberies with 805.
That's a lot of bank robberies.
All right.
Yeah.
That's legit.
So,
and this said over 2,000 in L.A. alone.
So,
I mean, that's six a day.
So that's there's no way that's true.
No.
No. Every 48 minutes. Or
yeah. Like,
it was.
I mean, come on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is one of those things where it's just like, if this was...
But I guess
tighter movement.
But I guess 805.
That's more than a couple a day.
That's a couple a day. Yeah, yeah, that's 2.5 a day.
If
but not every 48 minutes.
But not every 48 minutes.
No, I feel like there'd be a lot more dead people.
Yeah.
Well, you know, banks would
true.
Change the way they bank.
That's true.
You know,
but this also says most of bank robberies do not involve violence.
Well, because the banks are insured,
and yeah,
it's hell or high water.
And most of them take place at the counter,
right?
Like most people don't go to the vault. So no. I think if a teller's making $10 an hour, they're like, take the money.
Right.
I'm ready to watch that movie again. Thank you for reminding me. Such a good movie.
Such a
good
movie.
It's been enough time now where I'm like, I'll watch that again.
That movie was so good.
Yeah, so good. Oh, that was one of my favorite movies of the year.
Yeah. And if you're ever gonna make a bank robbery movie, don't set it in North Dakota.
True.
They had two.
I literally thought of Fargo.
Have two banks.
Well, that's why you make that story. It's so rare. It's
you
like,
can't
wow.
move fast.
Right.
That's true.
You can't.
Even
I mean, first of all, the snow.
Yeah.
They're like, well, there he is. He left. He robbed us about 2 hours ago, but he's only right made it about 20 feet out the door. He's still digging his way back to his car.
They're on their snow skis. Yeah. Like, yeah. They got the little like tennis rackets on their feet, you know, as they're walking around.
But yeah, so
just a minute.
Your most popular states for bank robberies: California, followed by Texas, then Ohio.
Interesting.
Then Florida, and then North Dakota. Had two. These are 2010 statistics, but we're assuming these are relatively consistent. Wyoming had three, and South Dakota and Vermont each had four.
I drove by one on my way to high school one time.
Bank robbery?
Yeah, when that the bank at Clayton and Skinker, when that got right across from the High Point, the High Point Theater here in St. Louis.
Oh,
when
yeah.
that the day that got run, they shot that security guard. That's the cop that worked there. We were driving past it because I went to CBC at the time, the old CBC. This is super St. Louis local stuff.
Lendl Bank.
Yeah. We were driving by it as it was happening.
Ugh.
And we were just, the older sister who was driving us was like, we should probably go. I was like, yeah. Let's get
I imagined
here.
You on a bus of like,
no. Like, it was like, it was, you know, the kids in the neighborhood that all drove together.
Well, there was a Noggles there too. So
there was. That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to this movie.
Yeah, but we see these guys are not just like thugs because they're pretty methodical. They're very organized. They have a lot of gear.
Yeah,
high powered rifles.
Yeah, we see. You know, they got the old like window breaky thingy.
They're ex-military.
They
know what they're doing.
It's very well executed, and they even
there's
have
a guy signaling, and you know, you go here and you do. Yeah. I mean, they're very timed out. It's
sophisticated.
Did you know that the official name for that is the window breaky thing?
Oh
yeah,
I was looking at. I looked at Lowe's and I don't have it, but I was like, I should have just
look,
gone to Home Depot.
Did you look under window breaky thing?
No.
You know,
see, you
when you lock your keys in your car, if you have the window breaky thing on
there are
you,
plenty of days.
I'm like, man.
You just carry around this huge
really
thing on
that,
your
giant really use thing. That window breaky thing.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, so they, I think one of the guys fires early.
The cop goes for his gun.
The cop drops his coffee. He thought he's going for his gun. He ends up shooting the cop,
and then all hell breaks loose.
Yes,
basically, and they kill all of these cops.
Yeah.
And so they get away,
and then more cops show up,
and they kill
and
them too.
They also
die. And so I thought we were going to get a flip flop where the cops were going to be the bad guys and the robbers were going to be the
good
guys.
That's definitely the way the trailer made it look.
Yeah.
Yes. And then
because I know going into it, the one thing I did hear was from Katie, and she's like, "Oh yeah, that's where like Gerard Butler's like a undercover, like a bad cop or something like that."
Right.
So that's how they sold it.
And then I thought the twist was going to be at some point that the cops had been in on it the whole time.
Yeah,
I was kind of headed there. Lots
of setups for those people were in on it. Maybe those people were.
I thought it was all a setup. I thought that Ice Cube Jr. was a cop.
I thought
that's
that at one
where
point.
I thought we were going.
Then
I thought
I
got punched in the face.
I thought the twist was going to be that Gerard Butler was a woman.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is.
So I was. I'll own it. I was way off base.
I thought Gerard Butler was going to pull off his face mask and it was going to be Katherine Heigl.
What's going on with Gerard Butler's mouth? It's all sunken
age.
In.
I think that's what I think.
Like, he looks like Joe Cocker and Popeye had a baby.
I just think it's. I think it was the beard, like kind of like a scraggly beard.
Joe Cocker.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think there's was weight loss, and I mean he's clearly. He's not svelte.
He's
but
thick.
He's thick. Yeah, that's what we were talking about. It's like he's definitely I lost weight.
Yeah.
I think
he's in pretty good shape in this movie. Like,
oh, absolutely.
I mean,
he is.
He looks kind of a little bit like a bruiser.
Yeah,
that's what I. Yeah, like
he's
a
big,
line,
but
he's built like a linebacker. Yeah. Basic, like
you know, a little
like a street fighter.
A little into the bra clothing.
Yeah,
know? I was like,
kind of like the chains and the tattoos,
keeping
the
Ed Hardy,
the rings,
keeping Ed Hardy around.
I wouldn't mess with him if I ran into him on the street.
No.
I mean,
yeah,
no.
He
looks intimidating.
Like, he looks like one of those, a street dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of rings.
Which
of
I
rings.
Think, which I think with the line of work he's in, especially if he's.
Actor?
If he's.
Yeah.
The line of work his character's in, you know.
On that would be different.
Here's the thing. If you are that kind of cop.
Yeah.
Don't wear rings. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to leave marks on people's faces and they'll be like, oh
yeah,
that's his ring.
Right.
Well, the thing is, he has so many rings that he changes.
It's disconcerting that it's the police officer at the table who's already sussed all this out.
Oh, he's a murderino.
I am a murderino.
Here's what I've learned.
Yeah,
I mean,
right. From not past experience, don't wear your rings.
So
because they may not come off your finger.
So they leave the donut guy.
Yeah.
Apparently. We never see. I was kind of like, well... Okay.
See, I thought the donut guy was going to be on it.
Like, they never show the inside of the donut store.
No.
But the donut guy is just a civilian, and that's not their MO.
That's not their MO. They don't kill civilians.
But they steal the...
The truck.
The
and this is where we
car.
Get the line. He's just like... The guy's just like, well, I guess we're cop killers now. And I was like, well, then you can't be the good guy.
Right.
Like, you admit that.
Right.
So,
but
like...
He also didn't want to be as the key.
But,
which
is
but
they weren't looking to do
he
it.
He also didn't take out, like... To me, you
if he was if you wanted to make him the good guy, he would kill the guy who killed the cop.
That's exactly right.
And they sort of allude to that, like oh, you know, because it's the usual like questioning, like well, what happened back there?
Yeah, what
blah,
are you doing?
Blah, blah.
Right.
I thought he was taking that guy out. Is that the guy from? Was he in Guardians 2? Like one of the weird Ravagers?
Oh, maybe.
Like, he looks familiar.
I think you're right.
If he was, he had a bunch of makeup on, and then I have no idea.
I think he's one of the Ravagers.
I think you're right.
Okay.
But yeah, it was like oh, I think you know. The morality needle was kind of wavering there, and I thought, oh, well, he's going to take this guy.
Right.
No.
And then you can redeem that character.
Right.
You
know? He just makes him go do some work.
Okay.
Yeah. He sends him to HR.
Yeah. You need to go some
take some
counseling.
Pictures.
But the thing is, too, though, you have to realize, I mean, if we really want to get into it, this guy is a crew, and everyone has a different position. Mm-hmm. And, like, that guy's job being, like,
like the tech guy.
Electrician, whatever. Right. I mean, like, he needed him. So he really obviously was mad at him about it, but, like... You can't go find another guy for this super sensitive job.
No, I agree.
So.
I agree.
Yeah.
But like, you know. If you want to redeem, like you have established that these guys, with the exception of
Ice Cube Jr.
Mm-hmm. Are the bad guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there's no other way. And it's weird because they do a bad, they've pulled from so many different movies.
Yeah.
Is they do a scene from Bad Boys.
Uh-huh.
Like where the.
It's pretty good though.
It's great.
It is a great scene. This is more intimidating than just Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
I would agree.
I thought it was, I know this is a hard one to do because that's a great scene, but I think this is way more intimidating.
I would agree.
Like so that kid would be crapping his pants.
Yeah.
In that garage.
So the scene is like the kid shows up to pick up. Ice Cube, or not Ice Cube, but 50 Cent's daughter for prom or a date or
now
something.
This kid that they use is way more of a D-bag than, so like the kid in Bad Boys
is super like, yes sir, no sir.
Yeah,
like,
and the kid in Bad Boys is like, hello, I'm here to pick up your daughter. This kid's like, hey babe, you look hot, right in front of the mom.
Yeah,
like, he is being a total,
so
you don't feel
time,
bad for him.
The last time I saw 50 Cent is he was super skinny, like he got super slimmed down for a role
some movie,
for something.
Yeah.
But in this, I mean, he is jacked to the gills.
This is the 50 Cent we
and
know.
And
he's
wearing like a white, or he's wearing a
white
tank
beater.
Top. Well, I was going to call it that, but all right.
Isn't that what?
That's what I thought it was, but I wasn't going
to
call it that.
Are you not? Wait, I never really thought about it in like moderns. Are you not allowed to call
it
that?
No.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
I still call them those in private.
Yeah.
I mean, that's because that's what I've always known
always called them that as well.
Yeah. I wear them all the time. And I said it one time at work, and afterwards I was like, ooh. No, and it wasn't even, it didn't, but I was just, it wasn't even a.
No.
I just realized afterwards, I was like,
I've never thought about it
anymore.
I've never thought about it really in a real world implication. Like right. I just that's what you grow up calling
about,
white beaters
about tank tops.
Yeah, not anymore.
Oh,
but
yeah, yeah no,
no. But that's what I was going to say. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, right. So yeah. He's wearing that. He's tattooed.
He's in a Fruit of the Loom, right. a white with
tattooed out of and like shorts, and I did the scene that it's so subtle. But like the kid's got a red do-rag sticking out of his lapel.
So he's like in a gang.
50,
so,
yeah.
Well, is that what he was?
I mean, that's. Yeah. So here's the problem. Is you get some of these idiots that rep these colors and don't know what they mean.
So he pushes it back in his jacket and says, come with me.
He was like, he takes like two fingers and pushes it down into his pocket. Mm-hmm. And he was like, let me go have a talk with
I thought
him.
This was really good.
And
I'm telling you,
the mom
loved...
and the daughter, like, I that made the scene even funnier, where the mom's just like, he's going to be fine.
He's
just
going to talk
to him.
Yeah.
And of course, he walks into the garage and there's
Pablo Schreiber.
Everybody.
And, all the Samoans.
And, Samoans and the Hawaiians and all these. And they've got these dudes look like bodybuilders.
Yeah. Honestly, they had to build an extension to the garage just to,
just to get these guys in there.
But I mean, these guys are like, not. I don't want to say gangsters or gang members, but you know what I mean? They're big.
They're
crew. Bodybuilders.
They're
the crew.
They're hard dudes. Yeah. That's they're street dudes.
Yeah.
And, he tells just them, like, he's like, look, like I have been her protector since she was 16 years old. I am turning that over to you.
The last 16 years.
I am trusting you to take care of her. And then here comes this Hawaiian from like behind 50 Cent and just starts screaming at this kid in, Polynesian? Is that?
Samoan?
I don't know. He's probably Samoan and probably speaking
Samoan. So what is
Samoan.
Samoa, I guess?
I think so.
I don't know. Either way, he's yelling at him in a language that is super aggressive. And Pablo steps in and is just like, he's good. We're good. He's like, you guys have a good time.
Yeah.
And the kid turns around and walks out. And of course, everybody
starts
laughing. But I was like, I like that. But it's the Bad Boys.
Yeah. But I really thought, I'm like, you know what? Kudos. That movie, 20 years ago or whatever.
Is that right?
Oh, it's something 97? Like 90. Yeah. It's somewhere
I guess
in the
right.
Yeah. So I'm like, for 20 years, that's held the record, as niche as it is, for like boyfriend intimidation scene, right?
They speak Samoan in Samoa.
Okay.
And the official, they have two official languages, Samoan and English.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay, then. Perfect.
So I think this one wins the title.
It was a good little scene.
Yeah.
That's way later than where we were.
Yeah.
So Gerard Butler, he's basically got a street crew as well that are the major case squad. Which,
and these guys don't play by the rules.
I gotta tell you, I've watched Law and Order. And Gorin and Eames did not dress like this when I was watching.
This is what I was like, is it the Shield?
It's the Shield. And they've got all the Shield stereotype
the
characters.
Task Force.
These are the guys that they don't play by the rules. They get the job done, but they do it under, they do it their own way.
Right.
They get their hands dirty. They're not afraid to,
Right. So they're at the crime scene, and of course, they're basically alluding to the fact that Gerard Butler looks like he's coming off a bender.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, man, we got a piss test in like 2 days. You better start drinking that wheatgrass juice or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was like, bleh, bleh, bleh. So then the feds show up.
And that's a quote.
That is exactly what he sounds like. Yeah.
It's a rough night.
Is he American?
Gerard Butler?
Yeah.
No.
Is he Australian? I thought he was Scottish, but
he's Scottish.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I never hear him do his normal voice. Yeah.
He's always playing
like
American.
An American accent.
He is Spartan.
I guess that's true. He is Spartan.
What do they speak there? Is it Spartan?
Spartan. I think that's Spartan.
He's from Paisley in the United Kingdom.
Okay. I don't know where that is.
It's right next to Argyle.
It's where Prince lived.
That's exactly what
it's
I was
near Edinburgh.
Come on, that was a good joke.
That was a good joke.
Come on.
I'll give you the Prince joke.
Scotland.
Okay.
He's Scottish.
But it's also, it's weird. Like, he may have found this weird corner of action movies. Because Olympus is he was in that
is that the good one?
Yes, because White House Down is the
that's the bad
one.
Channing Tatum, Jamie Foxx, bad. Okay.
Aaron Eckhart, Gerard Butler in Olympus Has Fallen has no freaking right to be as crazy good. And it's so like the deal, it's like 148, hour 48.
Right.
It's tight, like it's crazy, and it's just like, yeah, let's do this again.
Well, and they're doing a third one of those.
There's another one coming.
Yeah.
Angel Has Fallen. I don't know how they're, I don't know.
Well, if we don't get out of the first scene of this movie, we're going to be at 148.
That's true, yeah. So they're working this case, and like they know that Merriman, who is Pablo
Merriweather.
Merriman.
Merriman.
Oh, it was
Pablo Schreiber.
Yeah. Pablo Schrader.
It's very weird because at first I'm like, is that the name of the armored car company?
Yeah, they
like,
throw titles
lots
up
of
a
names
lot.
Merrick.
Sometimes
yeah.
they're
like
the
Big
city,
Nick
and sometimes they're the characters, which I thought wasn't very well done.
No.
Because I'm like, see, you're kind of confused. Like, Merriman, is that the name of the crew?
That's
that
right, yeah.
No,
it was
confusing
until they went to, like, Big Nick. Then you're like, okay, that's his name.
Right.
And it's funny because I just, again, watched Loaded Weapon, and they're like, they say the time, and then they say, like, just the same way. They say, like, 6:42 p.m., and then they're like, 37 degrees, and, you know, they do all the little... Great.
Who directed that? Is it the airplane guys?
No, it's just
knockoff of those guys.
Okay. He did a Police Academy like 3 and 4. It's,
so yeah. no bonus.
Second tier
right
parody
enough.
Guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
yeah. So they're like, what about that Merriman? Like he's just got out. Mm-hmm. And they're looking at these cases. They're like, this one's unsolved from 2007. Yeah. This one's unsolved. There's 4 unsolved cases.
And
they're all
very sophisticated.
Right.
Exactly.
And he realizes that if we can link him and his crew, we just knocked out 4 massive cases, and they're going to leave us alone mm-hmm. forever, basically. So he's like, don't we have a guy down at, like, Ziggy's Bar? And he was just like, that guy running around with Merriman. And I guess they're referring to Ice Cube Jr.
I don't think so. I feel like they just know that bar, I think,
is
a
that what it
hive
is?
Of scum and villainy. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they...
But it's a cop
it's
bar.
Sort of like a... Well, it is.
Well,
it's
like
everybody.
They call it neutral ground.
Yeah.
That's right.
So they meet him there. They don't know this
guy
yet.
Yeah.
They're
like, nah.
Okay.
That doesn't exist.
Yeah.
There's no bar where cops and robbers hang out together.
Right. I was like, no, but okay.
You mean they're not like the sheepdog and the wolf?
Yeah.
You don't clock out and go...
No.
Yeah. Sanctuary.
You know what? Maybe
Hofbrow or whatever.
Maybe Gerard Butler's crew. Like, I could see them hanging out with scum and villainy.
What is a Hofbrow? Is that like
a German
brew
bar.
House?
Brew house.
Okay, because
it's
like,
a beer they didn't have to pay rights for.
I'm just like, Ziggy's Hofbrow. Are we supposed to know? Like, I don't know of any Hofbrows.
And it's sort of like, is it? I was like, is this a bar or a strip club?
Yeah.
Right. Good question.
Exactly.
Was there strippers in that bar?
No, but
when they got there and the girls were walking around, it looked like a strip club.
It was an imaginary place.
Fair
this
enough.
Was Jackrabbit Slims.
I'm telling you, it was a Hofbrow, whatever that is. That's
imaginary.
So he's got his like. We see Ice Cube Jr. and he's getting people's drinks without having to be told what they are.
Right.
He's talking to his buddy. You know, he's got like 4 or 5 buddies that are at the bar with him. And he's like, how do you do that? He's like, oh, man, like.
I remembers everybody's orders.
Yeah, he's got it down. He's like, I'm in charge of my surroundings. I know what's up. Mm-hmm. Should have been clue number one. Like, and I will give them that. Like,
but I also feel like that was kind of the only clue.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
You know,
yeah, because
true.
A lot of the stuff that they, at the end, they are scenes that
we never saw.
They fill in the blank
it's
scenes.
It's the bottom of the mug.
Right.
Like, which will give this, this will give the. They're enough to give this movie a possible second viewing just to see it again.
More
but not at the level of like Usual Suspects.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think the big clue is when he picks up the old guy's badge. That's the thing that I caught, and then you have to remember it till the very end.
Yeah, because there's weird scenes in this movie. There was weird scenes in this movie. I was like, that was weird because we see a swipey of that old badge. We also
when
see...
When he picked up the badge, I like so when he's at the bar, like a patron like leaves his work ID, thought that was like how he... Thought that was deliberate on that guy's part.
That's what I thought too.
I think it
I
is.
Thought it was oh,
like he like had a deal with that guy.
That can be that random.
I didn't think
it needs to happen.
And he, that's like
true.
That's a crucial thing for him. Like I can't imagine that he just like that's a convenient
same thing with the trash trucks. I was like anybody else like not see the two trash guys look at each other.
Right. I mean if you catch that.
Pull over the other one.
Yeah,
that
right,
it's
right,
not.
Right. The thing is, I was talking to Katie about this very thing because I'm like, we both saw it, and I go, but that's not the right trash truck. Like, if you catch
that's not the driver.
If you're an avid moviegoer, you're going to catch certain things. I think for maybe 90% of the audience, they're just like, okay, we know there's a trash guy. Yeah. He looks, you know, same truck.
He's
like,
an old white guy or a young Hispanic guy.
Right.
But
they're
know,
all
but,
the same.
The
I think
is,
the young Hispanic guy is a UFC fighter because Bisbing at the end. The guy at the end is a UFC fighter as well.
Yeah, it was just one of those things. It was like,
but the thing is, you have to be paying attention to who picks up the dumpster because that's the old white guy. Mm-hmm. Then when they're in the cross section, they show two. So like, if you didn't pay attention to who picks up the trash, you wouldn't know like what is you know.
But
But if you pick up that clue, there's a big one right there to where you're like, they're not going
weird.
To the right.
No, yeah, it was also like
there was
also
a couple times where I'm like, that was weird.
They do the old tip of the cap, and I was like, are they just saying, hey, good to see you? What are we doing here?
I think it's like when two people in a VW Bug wave at each other.
That's what I was thinking.
You see it in the trash truck
of the same company. You're like, hey, bro, hello.
Oh, you trash truck.
You give the head nod when you have to say,
yeah,
hello, hello. Yeah. So,
are your trashmen British?
Yeah,
you live in a very fancy neighborhood.
Super hello, polished. Governor.
Yeah. Hello, it's good to see you.
Cheerio. Here for your rubbish.
Oh, this trash guy's the best.
Clear out the dustbins.
Bring out your dead.
Out for a stroll with your tram, are you?
We don't have a tram here, sucker.
No, it's if you have a baby.
I guess they call it a tram.
Yeah, that's what their strollers are called, like a buggy.
Trolleys.
No, tram.
The tram is a train.
Yeah, but that's what the little buggy is called, and I think
is
it's a
right?
tram. I think so.
Oh, all right. I don't think that's
look it
right,
up. I think
look it up.
Yeah.
But we know that the trunk is the boot.
There you go. Yes, we do know that.
Don't talk about cigarettes.
I got rubbish in my boot.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't talk about cigarettes. Yeah, so Nick, Gerard Butler, is starting to
Big
put
Nick?
Big Nick. It's legit. Mm-hmm. They realize, so he goes to Ziggy's bar. It's closing time. He doesn't let on that he's a cop.
But
you can
they
tell
know he
is. Semisonic is playing.
Yes, I know.
So they know he is. So in the previous scene, Pablo Schreiber says, "Know your enemy." They do the research and they see Big Nick. So they
know. Yeah, for sure.
Because you know, bad shooting
bad
guy
a
got
baby, a baby carriage is a pram.
Pram. That's
with a
pram
with a P.
Okay.
Joe would have known what I was talking about if I
totally
had said it correctly.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Fake Brit.
Yep. So they know. So he knows that that guy's a cop.
So I don't think Ice Cube Jr. was in that scene. I think it was 50 Cent, and
they were all at the warehouse after.
Yeah, but
I don't think
Ice Cube Jr. saw that picture.
Well, either way, it
because he
really,
does not let on at all.
He's right. gonna find out in 5 seconds.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Either way,
so he sits down and he's just like, "How do you, you know,
he's just
making like small conversation and stuff like that, and he calls him Fraulein, which I was like, all right, right on. Like it's just douchey
he's
enough.
He's just a D-bag. Yeah. Like, right. Big Nick is just he's that guy that like when you're out in public like is loud and won't shut up.
Yeah.
Like, he's just that.
Which we see that later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like that scene was super uncomfortable.
Yeah. So
the dinner scene. So he goes to his car and he comes to his window and he rolls down the window and he gets tased immediately. He wakes up in like a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of women.
So I kept thinking that he was going to have a medical condition because I felt like he was constantly trying not to puke. Mm-hmm. Like, because he kept saying, I need this money. And I was just like, well, what? Like, that's a line. He's like, you know, I wouldn't be the one that messes this up because I need this.
I don't know.
I didn't go there.
Yeah. So I thought like maybe he's somebody. It doesn't matter.
No, he just needed money. And the only reason
he wanted money.
Well, his character.
Yeah, right.
But he only tries to puke after Gerard Butler cuts his air off. I mean, he starts coughing up because
Like when they come back from the first shootout, mm-hmm. like he's leaning over a trash can.
Yeah.
Which I mean,
he
makes,
was probably just sick
makes
from
sense.
The cop kill.
Yeah, right. So they tune him up a little bit. They've got, you know, he's like, "Why are my pants wet?" Mm-hmm. He was like, "Oh, poor buddy. Like you peed yourself."
The crew is there. They're all kind of rough looking.
They tell the ladies to leave.
It's the shield.
It is the shield. It's exactly the shield, which needs to be like redone, like the wire. Like they need to do an HD redo.
Oh yeah, I agree.
So he tells them everything, and so this is another like when you go what
50 Cent wants to know whether you're an outlaw or a regulator. So that's the two. If you want to refer to him, you've got the regulators and the cops and the outlaws and the bad guys. That's what they're
isn't that a, what who did that who did the song Regulators?
I don't know, but
it was Snoop Dogg.
What? Was it Warren G?
Yeah.
So if you want to refer to the crews, they're the outlaws and the regulators.
So it's interesting. So he tells them everything.
Orangey and Nate dog.
There it is. Yeah.
I got my
one
dogs.
Of the dogs.
One of the dogs.
Well, they're related.
Yeah.
What?
Well, same last name.
Yeah. The same surname.
That's true. That's fair. Yeah. Is it 2 G's or 1 G?
It's 2 G's.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, good.
They have the same name.
Well, I'm just making sure. So he tells them everything. He says, "You're looking for this guy. He runs with this crew that were, I guess they played football together. They were in the Marines together. but they don't tell me anything. Like, right. I don't know anything because I'm just the wheel. I'm just the driver.
Yeah. He plays dumb, and Gerard Butler's interrogated enough punks where he's like, he knows, like, that was good. He gives, like, claps, great performance.
Yeah.
Now you're going to tell us, or do you want to have fun,
like,
in prison?
He goes, what's in it for me? And he was like, your freedom. How right. about that? Yeah. He was just like, fair enough. Okay.
And he's also like, do we look like the kind of guys that are going to send you to jail?
Which, like to me, like, you're now granted.
We're the bad guys.
He could be. That's an intimidation.
It's intimidation.
Tactic. Right. Or. It's not.
Yeah. I don't think they're really that bad, but it's definitely what they're playing.
Yes.
I mean, they're a tough group. Like, if you were some, you know, lowly punk kid and you were arrested by seven of those guys in a hotel room that had you, like, you know.
They're not by the book.
Yeah. No, they're not by the book. They're eating chicken wings in a hotel room.
Yeah.
So
dangerous.
Sushi at a strip club. It's
strippers floating around.
There
I'm assuming.
Were two detectives. This is a real life story. That I would see on a regular basis who were homicide.
Like, you
detectives.
Were dating them?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And when you juggle that, they
could be women.
Had to walk.
Say.
Had to turn sideways to walk into One of them looked like Frankenstein. I don't know how else to describe this gentleman other than it's. And they were homicide detectives.
Can we put this on the podcast?
I don't care. And when they came in the room, even I was just like, "What do you want me to tell you?" Because I will tell you whatever you want to know.
Yeah.
Whether I did it or not. I don't care. You're terrifying men.
Yeah.
That's how he ended up dating them.
It is. Yeah. Whatever you need me to do.
Absolutely.
Whatever it is.
I'll put your bolt in my mouth.
Oh, hey. Where's the thing? Just,
whatever. Oh. Never mind.
So he squeals.
He tells him the name.
Joe's
like,
just covered. His chest is covered in green.
I know. I like, it's worse because I have chest hair. So he tells him. But when you go back and realize the ending, it's all a setup.
Right.
All of this is a setup.
Yeah.
So
there's a twist-a-roo.
There is a little twist-a-reno.
Yeah.
So then he goes back. But it's interesting because he doesn't tell. The outlaws.
So initially here's
them.
How you keep them straight. The outlaws
the bad guys.
Are called the outlaws.
Yes.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a renegade, apparently. Or a regulator.
Renegade.
I could be
where
a renegade.
The regulators are trying to
are starting to
it's been
me.
A long day.
They're trying to enforce the laws, or what some people might refer to as regulations.
This is just bedtime,
yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah.
I've got like 10% battery.
So
left.
He doesn't tell him.
No, he doesn't tell him, which I thought was interesting.
Like,
that's
that
a bad.
Might
move.
Not be a good idea because.
Well, yeah. if you don't know the twist-a-reno,
right?
Then you would think, well, if he knows he's been talking to the cops, he's dead.
Right. But all well.
Yes.
You would think that yes, but at the same time, you would think that if he wanted to preserve his status, he would come forward, and be like, "Look, man, they tuned me up.
Yeah,
like I gave them." They knew who I was. They already knew who you were. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you don't tell me anything to begin with. So I didn't tell him anything.
Right.
So like, if you're up front with him and this guy sort of has a moral compass a little bit because he let his buddy walk.
Well,
after
he's ex-military and
did they say that? Oh, he was ex-military too. Right. Okay.
Well, he's also putting on a show like for his
correct.
Own crew. So for the outlaws, I think that there's only, well, I think that Pablo and Ice Cube Jr. are the two people that know what's really going on.
Yes.
Pablo.
No, I think Pablo, Ice Cube Jr., and Ice Cube Jr.'s crew.
Right. So, like, for the other crew.
Can we not call him that?
Well, O'Shea Jackson Jr.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. Okay. He is a junior.
He's a junior.
But if you really want. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really not dismissed. I mean, he
Ice
is
Cube's
a junior.
Name would be O'Shea Jackson.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
And
he's
O'Shea Jackson
Jr.,
which makes him Ice Cube Jr.
Right. No, I got it. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that he was also.
It's just shorter
junior.
To say.
Yeah. Right.
We'll call him Lil Cube.
Lil Cube. Melty Cube.
No, he's Cube Squared.
Fair enough.
Can you do that? Cube Squared or whatever.
Crushed Ice.
That's Vanilla Ice's kid.
Oh, sorry.
And he looks just like Ice Cube. So
that is
why I know.
There's a reason he played his father in Straight Outta Compton.
But that's also why I call him Ice Cube Jr.
Right,
I mean, the dude looks.
That's what I said. He looks like him. He moves like him.
Yeah.
But he doesn't sound like him. Like, I feel like his dad has a different set tone to his voice.
Okay. Yeah. Well, not at the end of this movie, Governor.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's because he's not putting his back into it.
That's true. Right. Is that an Ice Cube song? Okay. You're right. It is. I'm with you.
I can do it. Put you.
No, I got it. Don't ever do that again. If you're going to do that, do it in the privacy of your own car. Okay. Like Michael Bolton from Office Space. Yeah. So now they're starting to put everything together. And Gerard Butler goes home. He accidentally sends the wrong text to his wife. Whoops. Wife takes the kids.
Probably to one of those girls that was
at
the hotel.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah.
Drinks a lot of the milk straight from the carton, which even, like, honestly, his wife was in her rights at that point.
She says, what are you doing?
If you've been drinking all night, would you really want to drink a bunch of milk?
Well, do you want to leave that for your kids?
Do you want to leave the cigarette and booze scum or
gonorrhea ridden?
Yeah. No, totally. I just feel like when you're hung, like if you drink a lot of milk,
I haven't been hungover in 4 years, so I have no idea.
He's just,
did you drink a lot of milk after a bender?
I mean, I could have. Okay. I don't remember.
Fair enough. So this is, let's just skip over unnecessary family scene. They try to make him a family man, likable.
And,
yeah. Girls, I love you. Don't leave. Okay. Moving on.
Yeah, his kids sure weren't very shattered.
Nope.
Yeah. No. They're just like, oh, we'll get in the car with mom and go.
They were also just woken up, though. Yeah, it was 6 a.m. Like, they were just like,
it was this whole scene was just manipulative.
Yeah. Yes. Every scene that involved, with the exception of the signing of the papers, is manipulative to make you feel a bit better about Nick. So then he goes, I'm trying to think if we go back to the outlaws where they're just trying to piece together. Oh, that's right. Ice Cube Jr. gets a job at a Chinese restaurant. Mm-hmm.
Chickity China?
Chinese chicken?
The Chinese chicken.
They eat a drumstick, though. Yeah.
Is that what it was?
I'm not doing anything.
What? It's as far as I can get you with that song. I don't remember anything else.
You have a drumstick and
your brain stops ticking. Were they watching X-Files with the lights on?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
I hope the Smoky Man's on this one.
Is that part of the song?
Yeah.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
It's a Bare Naked Ladies reference for any of you out there.
How long had it been since they started planning this heist? Would you say it was about 1 week?
No, I would not say that.
Like 6.5 days. Time.
Okay. Sorry.
Oh, God. All of you, stop it.
I'm not.
No. Yeah. You too. Quit it.
There's B&L love. That's from Community.
You
don't like B&L?
Yeah. Ugh. No, I don't.
Too much Jerry Springer, though.
Oh, stop it. So he gets this job, and it's a way for him to get. So they've decided they're going to steal. There's $10 million that just gets shredded every
I thought this was a really fascinating, I was interested
by this whole plan.
So he goes through and he basically says the Federal Reserve has money coming in and out. There's $800 billion at any time.
So when he said $800 billion, I was like, wait, please tell me the plan is not to steal $800 billion.
But they're not going to miss. So basically what they do is they take the old bills and they exchange them for ones with like the security marks and everything. And so there's a small window where the old bills are waiting to be shredded. Mm-hmm. They're shredded and they're sent to the trash.
Yes.
So their plan is to get in with real money that, you know, we'll find out how they get it later. And then while they're waiting, steal the old currency because the Fed doesn't track those. They're going to be shredded.
They're going to be taken out of circulation.
Well, and as they're going through these unsolved crimes, it's like, how come that money's not back on the street? They're kind of piecing together. Right. Like, these guys have been accumulating money, and they stole a truck.
Yeah. And you see,
at that point, it's like, well, I can put this part together. Yeah. You know,
but in the beginning,
they've got money, and one guy says we could walk away.
If they need a truck to get into the Federal Reserve, and they want to go in with money, why would you not just steal a truck with money? Why would you steal an empty truck?
I think because the whole point was there would be less security, there would be less heat on them. Like, they were trying to get in and out and steal an empty truck where they thought the guys aren't going to fight you for an empty truck. Like, ease
that
and simplicity.
Sense. Yeah.
There was no reason for those guys
to fire on them. Like, the cops,
it's a truck.
They should have been like, and I guess it was an accident with the coffee. But like, the cops were like, take it. We're not going to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lid gave way.
It was, I mean, it's a pretty smart plan. Like, they make this.
It's actually a
guy.
It's a plan that is smarter than this movie deserves.
Yeah.
Like, it's a pretty good plan. It's a really
why shouldn't this movie be a good movie?
Well, from what this movie is, we already know what this movie is. Like, I'm not saying it shouldn't be a smart plan.
Yeah.
But, like, it's a plan that kind of belongs in a different movie.
Well, this is the heat part.
This is the heat part. Yes. This is exactly the heat part. Heat misdirect.
And so, it's like they have, I don't know, $3 million already. And one guy even says, you know, we could just call it a day.
Yeah. I did, like the, I did like the die pack thing. Like I was like, that's kind of smart too. Yeah. Where they're throwing like
I've never seen that before.
I've
that
never
cool.
seen that before.
Yeah, so we see them like, you know, laundering.
I like it. And they're microwaving them in the middle.
All that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, I really enjoyed this movie. I'm not saying it was a perfect movie. I have a lot to pick apart. But at the end of the day, if you want to check out and see like a heist movie that's actually kind of smart and has an interesting plan, I
go watch Heat.
But you know, but sometimes every 20 years you want to watch.
I will also
movie,
say,
you know?
I will also say that Heat is, it's a long movie.
It is.
It takes a while for it to get rolling,
and that's what I think they were trying to do with this. That's why it's this long. They were trying to make it the epic scale of Heat, and
they were.
I thought, you know, an hour and a half into it, I'm like, okay, come on, guys, like this isn't Heat. Let's make
make it a like a crazy action movie. Like that's you know.
So the Chinese food.
Yeah. So the deal is you have to go through a bunch of checkpoints to get into this place. So they realize that if we can get this Chinese, if we can get like if we can get Ice Cube Jr. past security and into the building, what he can do is he can bring an order. He can. They know him now. They recognize him by face. He hides like a.
So he brings two bags.
He brings two bags. Yeah. He delivers the bag to the two gals. And then he hides a bag. And that, so this is another tell that I didn't pick up on until the very end.
Well, see, I thought he was hiding like an EMP device.
No.
That's what I thought he was doing, too.
I mean the gal who was eating the food.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I didn't pick up on it until the very end, right?
Why?
Because the one gal goes, ugh, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
And the one gal's like, yeah, whatever. If at the very end, that
she's
gal's with them. At the bar,
yeah. One of the
she
the
was in
lady.
A, she was in.
Oh,
the
I didn't see her at the bar. At
yeah.
Because I was asking myself, like, you see, your whole plan hinges on these ladies ordering Chinese food.
It did,
yes.
But it did.
It
okay,
did. Yes.
And I was just like, man, that
yeah, no,
was
she,
pretty.
She
good.
Was at the bar.
I didn't
see,
catch
don't show
that.
Her well enough, but I was like, oh,
but
yeah.
See,
oh,
I didn't take it that way. So the way that I took it was, they set up the bar as this meeting ground, and everyone goes there, and this is obviously how spoilers Ice Cube Jr. accumulates
the
information.
British bar or the American bar?
The American one.
Okay.
So I took it as he gets to know them and knows their habits, knows who works where and hears them talking, and that's how he gets his information. I think that it was just coincidence. I don't think she was in on it. I think she's a patron of the bar.
No, she's in on it.
No, she's in on it because we need somebody to be okay eating week-old Chinese food.
Right.
And you need somebody to make an order of Chinese food. Yeah.
To get
to justify him coming in.
No,
true.
She's at the bar with the crew.
And then at the very end, she's sitting like.
So she probably, my guess, she placed the order, but then didn't place the order. She was like, I'll call in the order, and then didn't, knowing he's already in the building.
He's already in the building.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So they.
That's why she's okay with
week-old Chinese
food.
Yeah. That's been sitting in like.
She was
in
$30 million.
I just
ate this all day long. So. Yeah, so the plan is now is they are going to, they've got the trucks, they've got,
cash,
they've got the cases, right? Yeah.
So we get to the sushi restaurant, and this is where
this
things kind of
was pretty. So like, you've got the outlaws and you've got the regulators on like, and they just happen to be in the same place at the same time. Yeah.
Except for the regulators were on the regulators only side,
correct.
And the outlaws run out.
Right, correct.
Only,
right?
Like smoking, non-smoking.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Exactly. And for whatever reason, Gerard Butler almost blows.
Well, he says food fight. And they have a huge,
just massive fight.
Does this scene make any sense?
None whatsoever.
I'm like,
I hate this.
I don't get the point of this scene in any way, shape, or form. No. All it does, like up till now, Gerard Butler's one redeeming quality because he's a bad husband.
Yeah, he's a bad father.
A bad father. He's just all around.
You assume he's using a drug addict.
Kind of a douche.
Yeah.
But he's not a bad cop yet.
but he's good at his job.
Yeah. Correct.
And like, this isn't good at your job.
No, you're blowing your whole case.
I don't understand the motivation or what he like. I kept waiting for this to have some sort of payoff.
Right.
The only thing I can think of, and maybe there is something that we didn't see, but in my mind, I'm thinking maybe he was just drunk.
It could be.
Like, he shouldn't have done that, but, like,
but then
he was drunk.
I think they should have spelled it out more that he was drunk and making a bad choice.
I think they sort of do because...
The other guy comes up to him, he's like,
hey, man, like, you're good. Like, sorry for interrupting your family time. Like, we apologize, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I
because he's also been handed divorce papers at this point.
Has he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I think that he is drinking a lot.
That's
and what I don't think that was part of his plan.
But you're right. They don't. Unless you're looking into it, they don't.
It should have been spelled out more, though, clearly.
Because
I hate this guy because you've got, you know, Ice Cube Jr. doing his thing, and you've got an inside man.
You've got your guy on the inside.
Plus, at this point, you know, Ice Cube Jr. has done what he asked him to do.
Yeah. Yep.
So yeah. Why would you treat him like
exactly.
that?
It sucks. Exactly.
So I'm thinking that maybe there was something lost in editing. I'm thinking it was just a drunken mistake.
That could be. So
the only way I can justify that scene.
Merriman, they go back to the
warehouse. We have this scene that explains all this. Let's cut
cut it out.
Yeah. Because we got to keep all this stuff about his family.
Right. So they go back to the hideout. And this is another, like, I feel like they were planning this from the get. So they've got, like, the giant Samoan wearing, like, the apron and the gloves and the giant mask. And he's pouring acid into a vat. And he's just like, are you a cop? And this is where I was like, he's a cop. Like, that's what this is all.
Right.
This has all been a setup from the get. Gerard Butler is the only one that knows he's a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's a fed.
Right, right.
And nobody knows he's a fed, and we're going to find out he's
so
a fed.
So this has to be a setup for the Outlaws crew, right? To show, to, like...
Oh, you I mean, how much does Merriman know? Like, how much is this show?
Yeah, is it
versus
show? Yeah, I was wondering, is this because if he's, does he really think that he's a cop at this point, or is this a show?
No,
for
I think
Outlaws?
It's a show because he lets him. I think it's a show because
the
he lets him
guy's
go.
On his team.
They don't do
a
right
at the end. They don't really do quite a good job clarifying this part. Like, is this
like
for
who,
show or is this real?
I felt.
I
like
don't
it was
think
for
they
show.
But we know who's the boss,
yeah.
So I feel like
I think
he's
it's for
not
show.
The boss.
No,
that's
he is.
No, he's not.
He thinks
Merriman is not the boss.
Right.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
But I do think. But I think they could have just had a little bit more to just clarify this. And I guess maybe the scene with Merriman saying like, "We do this. It's going to be
it's
my
right.
crew. My blah blah blah." So maybe that implies that this is a show. I didn't quite.
Yeah.
Because so basically this would never happen because the Samoan guy is holding the lie or whatever. Like you know what I mean? It's his team
right.
that we find out.
Right.
Spoilers later on.
Yeah.
So I think the only reason they set this up was a show to maybe throw off any of the guys that
well, there's
don't
a lot of crew.
Them.
Like we saw, I mean, I think they
Merriman,
also, that scene I mean, in that, at the in the garage.
Yeah.
Is to show that this crew, there's like 15
a bunch of guys.
Guys.
Yeah.
There's a lot
of
guys.
And Ice Cube Jr.'s crew is probably like four or five of them.
Yes.
And everything else is Merriman's crew. So, he's like, I'm not. And this is the other scene where he's like, you know how much I have riding on this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know it's not me.
Maybe that's why this is real. Maybe this was Merriman questioning if this was a setup from the beginning. And that's why he's like, me of all people.
Right.
This makes more sense now. Me of all people, why would I? Because he came up with it
right.
all. So
it was him
I'm thinking maybe that's not
that.
A show.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of like, I think this was real.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was Merriman questioning, are you playing us?
Right.
Are you a cop? Okay.
Yeah.
I think
so. He says no.
Yeah.
So then he says Friday, 8 a.m.
Tell him it's on.
Tell
so at this point,
he knows.
We've got like double agents, like, you know.
Right. So he goes and he tells him, he's like, all I know. They stop him, like, or they pull him into like cheapy suits where Nick is buying like a new leather jacket, which I got to tell you. A nice jacket. Like I wouldn't mind owning that jacket
it's a
myself.
Nice jacket. I don't think it would actually be at that store.
It would not
but
be.
No.
Okay.
Unless he's got like a secret stash there. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
So he says he's like Friday, it's on. Yeah. He's like okay.
So now Merriman is feeding information to Nick through Ice Cube Jr.
Right.
So there's a lot of interesting stuff going on.
Well, this is where he goes to the strip joint and ends up banging Merriman's girlfriend.
Yeah.
But it's also all a setup.
Right. Yeah.
And I do like, so we cut back to Merriman walking into his apartment and like he walks in
and we see
and closes
it,
the
at
door.
This point, like you're trying, you, I think Gerard Butler's trying to just rattle.
He is.
Merriman.
I think that's, but it's like,
and this would be the thing. It's like this might do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he saw, like he knows who this girl, he knows who this girl
We've
is.
We've already had the scene at the gun range.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Did we?
Yeah. The gun range and then this.
Okay.
And it was
so I loved that scene at the gun range. I
that
thought that was
scene.
A good scene.
That
like,
was a good group.
Gerard Butler's just like pop, 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 pop. And then all of a sudden he like here Merriman's like two stalls down. And all of a sudden it's just like pop, 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 pop.
Reload.
And then reload. Pop, 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 reload. And that's Lethal Weapon. Like that's the you know, Danny
smiley
Glover.
Face.
Danny Glover comes in with like the one bullet. And then here comes, you know, Riggs with the semi-automatic and shoots the smiley face.
But this guy's, we know, I mean, this guy's not messing
he's
around.
Legit.
He's ex-military.
Yeah.
He's very good at what he does. And it's intimidating for Gerard Butler. And that's why Gerard Butler gets him back.
But he doesn't.
Well, I know, but he tries.
He thinks he does.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm like, that's a, I enjoyed that. I've never seen that.
He banged his girl.
I've never seen
like
that dynamic before.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was like, whoa.
And I thought like, I was like, man.
At his
place. In his bed. Like that's,
And the only reason he doesn't blow up, we find out,
because it was all set up,
is that she did what he wanted her to do.
Yeah,
she gave him the information
of where he was going to be on Friday and the exact bank and everything. Yeah.
So Gerard Butler thinks he's playing Merriman. Merriman's actually playing Gerard Butler, and Ice Cube Jr. is playing them all. Yeah. So that's why this movie gets more credit, because when you find out what happened, you're like, this actually
that's pretty
was,
smart.
Yeah,
yeah, I would agree. Yeah. Like, I'm not. It should have been shorter.
It's just
it should have been a little tighter. It should have been a little bit more action
and totally grounded into something.
Yeah,
like I agree with Tom. It's like at the end of this movie, I kind of wanted it to be that movie.
Yeah.
It's like, well, this is fun.
Yeah,
right.
We should have been fun the whole way and not been so obsessed with heat.
Yeah.
So he kind of does a family thing. Nobody cares.
Yeah. So get to the basically get to the day of. They change their plans.
So they don't though. The plans.
No,
have
I know, but
oh,
for
I
all
see,
intents
I see.
And purposes.
Yeah.
Whoa, so, we're not going to the Federal Reserve.
No, they go to some
shiny,
you know, like little
bank,
know,
little
credit union,
credit,
little
yeah,
bank,
basically
little local bank,
like Pascal.
What,
or
good,
something or
what
other.
Good is this?
Now,
place?
The only, now, if you've been paying attention and you've been watching this movie for 2 hours, you know this isn't the end game.
When, no,
you don't,
right.
You don't do all that planning to then go, oh, we're just gonna, you know. So, you know, if you're paying attention, you know this is not it. But
no,
you know, some people might be like, what? I guess they just settled. For
yeah, it's sort of like
Marshall,
well, this
Marshall
is a...
would also like to hear about the rest of this.
Yeah, here goes.
So, have a seat, Marshall. Hey,
yeah, so they go in, the regulators are already there, and they're just like, look at these motherfuckers doing it in the middle of, like, broad daylight.
Yeah.
What the hell are they doing?
And they also like, this is not their MO.
This
yeah.
is not their
They don't take hostages.
No.
They don't
kill
make
hostages.
Threats. They don't.
And they don't rob little credit
unions. The whole thing with that. A helicopter and demands.
Right.
And it's like all this stuff. And all of a sudden it turns into Dog Day Afternoon.
It does. Yes,
you're like,
exactly.
Well, so now we're in Dog Day Afternoon.
What are we doing now?
But the audience is kind of like.
But at this point, it was clear to me that there was.
So, if it's Dog Day Afternoon, Gerard Butler is going to be a woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. He's paying for his wife to turn into a
man. He's paying for Gerard Butler's sex reassignment surgery.
Yeah. This is
no. Oh right. I'm with you. I'm
thinking,
yes.
Lumet.
Yeah.
I love that.
What a great movie.
I love it.
But
that's
this
one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it is. Mine too.
Yeah. This is one of those where it's like. It's a head fake for everybody.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
But I knew there was somehow this. Well, no, this is what I thought. So they've been building up for 2 hours to rob the Fed. So I'm like, now they've got every cop in LA at the credit union.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
they, you know
that's,
what I mean? It's
yeah.
like, I'm like, this is totally part of the. Now, I don't know how
it's
they're going to
Ocean's
connect,
11.
But
it's an Ocean's 11 movie.
Now, on the flip side, at the beginning of the movie, they told us there's 6 bank robberies a day. So if there's 6 bank robberies a day, would every cop in LA really go to one bank? They'd be like, well, we got to wait because there's going to be 5 more bank robberies.
It's LA County.
Yeah, but they've killed a hostage. So, I mean, this is going to get more of a reaction. Yeah.
It's also, it's weird because LA does have, they have a sheriff's department and a police department, which is why the Manson family stuff got so mucked up because nobody could, or not Manson, but Zodiac was the one, was like San Francisco, it was all these different jurisdictions, and nobody would communicate, so nobody could.
I was confused.
Together.
Why was Gerard Butler sheriff? Like, I
because,
guess I don't
so
understand.
LA County, so a county has a sheriff's department.
Okay,
so a city has a police department.
Okay, so like St. Louis County sheriff.
There, no, that's actually a police.
And department. They have a police. That's,
it's
okay.
Weird.
Okay.
St. Louis is weird.
Anyway,
so but St. Louis City is St. Louis is both a city and a county, right?
Okay, mm-hmm.
So we have a police department. I also worked for the sheriff's department,
right,
inside the city limits. Super weird.
Okay,
Cincinnati is the only other town that does something similar to that.
Okay.
But
they were part of the sheriff.
They were part of the sheriff. Yeah. They were police officers. It's all the same.
Right.
But they were sheriffs.
The
sheriff's
department.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, so in the bank, they give a certain set of demands. I like all the negotiating stuff. I think it is very interesting.
Yeah.
Bank manager talks to a negotiator.
No names, no.
Pablo says, do not send a negotiator. If you do, we will kill a hostage, all this. What do they
First
do?
First thing they do is send
negotiator.
A negotiator.
Hi, this is the negotiator. Can I talk to the person in charge? You know, and they're just basically
like, okay, see ya, we got one.
You've just killed a hostage.
And they hang up.
Well,
and
what's interesting is also the driver, O'Shea, is now in the, you know, he's handling a weapon and part of, like, and this is where I was like, well, he's going to keep him closer and also put him a little bit in harm's way.
Right.
So
I thought the gun was going to have blanks. He gave him a gun, but it's not.
Like, there's some,
the
like,
old, the old diehard.
Like, kind of keeping him within instead of, like, well, if he suspects him, yeah, like having him outside in a car is probably not the best place.
Exactly.
Boy, there he goes. There goes the car.
Yeah, I think that's one other thing that this movie gets credit for is it keeps you guessing enough to where you're like, is he in on it? Is he going to screw him over? Who's Tino?
Yeah, at this point, it's like I'm not thinking what the end of the movie
is.
Exactly. No, like, I'm not there.
Yeah. At all.
So they quote-unquote kill a hostage, which is also weird because, again, not their M.O. Gerard Butler says
Gerard
it. They don't
like,
kill.
What is
like,
going
this is
on?
A mess at this point.
And so Gerard Butler's thinking, none of this makes sense.
No.
This isn't what they do.
Right.
And that's when he starts adding it up. They set off a charge. They quote-unquote blow
the
vault.
And the feds are like, well, there goes the vault. Yeah.
And, then, and what's his name calls him?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like, hey, you watching?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
So Merriman has them right where he wants them. He's making sure he's creating a big show,
right,
quote unquote, kill the hostage, which we find out was a play.
Right.
And Gerard Butler's like, no, wait a minute. And he
He's looking at like this, the original plans.
Yeah. He says,
like,
how far away is.
So he sees he's like, yeah, there's all these tunnels, but it's all concreted up. Yeah. And he looks down and he sees a manhole cover and he was like, nope.
We got to go.
Get your guys in there now. Like, at this point, the thing is already blown. And he's literally doing the rigs thing, and he's just walking in by himself.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, I'll excuse it because of what this movie is, but this is one of those silly movie dramas.
Yeah. Never would
have happened. Tell your guys what you're doing. Like,
right.
See ya. You've got all these guys with guns aimed at the door. You take a crowbar and just don't tell anyone. You're just going to walk.
Right.
Like, so, but it's a movie, action movie, whatever.
Yes.
But I'm like, come on.
So Butler goes in the bank, and of course, the hostages are all there. The hostage they killed, quote unquote killed, is still
in the
bathroom.
And there's
a big hole in the ground. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Butler jumps down the hole and he figures out that they're going to the reserve.
The plan was all along.
That was the plan the entire time. So it's a pretty good plan. Like, they get in there, they get they drop the EMP in there.
So it's 50 Cent and Pablo are drivers of the armored car that's been repainted, fixed up and everything.
And
they've got a fake drop off.
The big Samoan sets up a drop off. Mm-hmm.
I liked this whole heist aspect.
Yeah.
The all the team working together.
And
also,
all the team are they're in their places.
Yeah. Right, everybody's where they need to be. So
they get to the money count, the trade off where
they
take the old bills. So they end up, I mean, it's really good. Watch it. It's too long to explain.
It
but they have this whole plan. They get in there, they take their money that they've been accumulating from all their heists, and they go to count it and eventually trade it in for other bills.
So correct. What they have to do is, so what turns out is they've got two crates, and inside one of the crates is Ice Cube Jr.
Yeah, so surrounded by money. You know, like a fake wall of money.
Right.
And he's condensating.
Yes, he is. I mean, it's got to be hot.
Yeah, and that would be a stressful situation.
Yeah, right, right.
He's like one of those Russian nesting dolls.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Because he's a cube in a cube.
In a cube.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. A good point, yeah.
Well, now he's Ice Cube.
He is cube squared.
He's cube cube now.
Yeah. So he gets out, he drops the EMP.
And he's melting.
Yeah,
he is melting cube.
This thing is suffering from brownouts, basically, which is just like, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Trigger Happy from the beginning is the electrician
guy.
And so he simulates a brownout. Mm-hmm. And while that happens, the money counters have to leave.
They have one of those movie EMPs that only work on the electronic devices you need to stop.
Yeah, correct, correct. It's very case sensitive, is that EMP. So they go in and it knocks out the cameras and they're just like, you got however much time.
Well, they did say the cameras are on their own circuit and that's why they scramble it instead of turn them off because it won't affect them. They're on their own power source. So they use like
an EMP.
No, the EMP takes out the power, I think, but the cameras are like scrambled.
Either way.
Yeah.
Right.
They are so.
But I mean, this movie, the cool thing is it is smart enough to explain it. Like,
it is.
You're not just like, well, why does that happen? Like, you got to give it credit. They did kind of build up these rules.
So he is shoveling this money into these bags and he's throwing the bags down the chute.
Yeah.
The chute goes into the trash truck. And
so
what happens is he needs to get out. So he's wearing his uniform. He crawls up the chute into the ducks.
And this is the part that totally surprised me because I thought that was the EMP. No, he goes to the bathroom, pulls out a bag of old, like week old
Chinese
food. And I'm like, that is so gross.
And like and the gal,
I did like this part.
In a bathroom stall.
Yeah.
And he drops down. He tries to get himself together.
Yeah. Sweat.
He's just
back
like, he talks to the two gals. He's like, I'm really sorry. I'm the only delivery guy. She's like, I would tip you, but it was an hour wait. And she's just like, I get it.
We only have so long for lunch.
Right.
Yeah.
So he goes out and we see, he's like, is that the, we see the same guy at the security desk.
Yeah.
And he was just like, you didn't sign in. And he was like, I don't know what to tell you, man. Like,
I'm here. He's got the tag.
He's got everything there.
It's a pretty tense moment. Yeah. Like, I did like the tension.
So we see him do a swipe.
And that's the card from the beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
the card. And I was like, what was that for? Like, there's a random, like, just like he swiped something. Right?
I don't, why did he swipe?
I think that's how he got out of a,
His visitor pass wasn't active because he didn't come that day.
That's right. That's
so he had to swipe to let himself out.
His way out.
And the cops don't know that his visitor pass isn't active because he got through. So it was a good play of.
That's true. Yeah. It's a misdirect.
Yeah.
So he gets out and he was just, finally the guy's just like, yeah, man, just go. He's like, all right, see ya. And he takes off.
Because he's like, what do you want from me?
And the gal's just like, is there a light skin?
Well, one is one's eating and she's like, and she's fine with it. Yeah. The weak old Chinese,
right?
Which is also kind of like now in hindsight, it's like, oh, well, that's why she liked it,
right? Because she was in on it the whole time.
Yeah, but the other one's like,
get my money back.
And this is the only thing I wish they just called it out for being gross and ended it. This would have saved another couple minutes because it never pays off. Like in this scene, it looked like they're building off for the security guard. He gets up, he's like, wait, okay, and he gets up, but never tracks the guy down.
Kaiser Soze's out of the building, but he just keeps on going and nobody chases him.
Yeah, so don't show that then. Just be like, ooh, this is gross. And like, that's funny. Move on. Like,
so we see the trash trucks and they switch.
So this is where we see an old white guy pick up the money from the dumpster.
Yep.
Then we get to an intersection where there's a Hispanic driver and the old white guy that nod at each other. So that's where you're like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. And then eventually we follow
this. I just thought it was all part of the plan. Like I just thought like maybe they,
some of them it
maybe
was.
Maybe they
there's
knew
no but see at this point we don't see any transfer
right
you know
that's true right. Well I just mean like I thought maybe the cops were tailing the one and they
right
yeah
right
yeah
I don't know
but it was part of the plan
it was
because so they end up chasing or following the Hispanic garbage driver but we saw the white guy pick up the real money so at this point you're like wait something
this is weird
and I thought this is where I thought well Ice Cube's screwing over Pablo.
I wasn't sure, or somebody screwing over somebody.
Because I'm like, well, he, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So Ice Cube Jr. gets jumped by the regulators.
And they beat the crap out of him.
Yes.
And they end up there chasing the Suburban, and then we get into a massive, massive firefight.
We get into heat.
Yeah, basically. And it was a good action beat. Like, I thought there's no close quarters fighting. It's all gunfire. Like, there's no fists.
Looked good. I mean, it was
real good.
Merriman shoots through all the windshields.
So that was cool.
That was a good looking
scene.
That's great cover, like, because they're shooting at a car, and he's got it, you know, and he's just in the window.
Right.
So it was very smart.
That's
his military training.
Copy McKillerton's gets shot in the face. Mm-hmm. 50 Cent, I guess, gets shot in the neck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like hard, like a.
Yeah, the crew is slowly diminishing.
It's down to Merriman at this point. So, and as
and
far
he's
as.
He's not very merry at this point.
No,
he's
as far as
shot.
The cops, not yet.
I think he was shot once.
No, he when he's running? He's
running. Not fatally, but he does get shot several times through his vest.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the cops, another cop does die. I guess it's the big blonde guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The one cop gets shot in the knee.
Yeah, ouch.
And the
that would be
as
big,
a guy
the big
with,
blonde
as,
guy, the guy from John from Cincinnati, and
I recognize that guy.
Yeah, and Deadwood.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I as a guy with knee problems, anytime somebody gets any sort of knee injury, I was like, ugh, it hurts so bad.
And you especially see a lot of lead pipes to the knee. That's
it's the worst. Yeah. It is the worst. Speaking of, all right. Well, I'll talk about that after the show. So. Merriman takes off. The big guy doesn't get shot. The big guy's with the black dude. Like, they're setting up a perimeter. And it doesn't matter.
One cop is killed.
Yes.
One cop is shot.
So they're...
And Gerard Butler's going after Merriman for their showdown.
It's heat. It's now heat.
So you've got Merriman on one end who has been shot in the side, I guess. Who, like, if Gerard Butler would have just let him lay there, he's going to die out. He's just going to bleed out. But he doesn't. And, of course, like...
Well, maybe, and this is, it all goes back to that interaction they had, the last one, where he says, you know, I'm not going away
in
cuffs.
Right.
And Gerard Butler, I mean, I like the line, I didn't bring my cuffs.
Yeah, I didn't bring my cuffs, so it's fine.
Right.
Yeah. So I thought he was going to say, like, I left him at your place. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the line I thought they were going with. So there's a firefight from, like, in between parked cars, and they're getting closer and closer, and finally
Butler's shot in the hand, Merriman right. shot up, and we see Merriman with one hand basically like reloading, using his knees,
right,
and it ends up that he's like Gerard Butler's like, don't do this, and
right,
he points the gun
well
at
we,
him.
We don't he's got no bullets in it, well no, he's out of, bullets, and he's just like, I'm
but
not
that's
messing,
the
right.
but he doesn't know that, and that's also it goes back to that conversation,
yes,
he's like, I told you,
and Gerard Butler kills him. All the bad guys are dead and taken away, mm-hmm. except for one. So they go to the back of the SUV and they realize
they're
just like
hanging there.
Not that, but they go to like the bags and they're just like,
it's all just
it's crumbles. It's, like, what is
what
this?
Were they gonna do? Make snow globes?
That was a good line. I did like that line.
Yeah,
it didn't need the 10 million money. Of them line, but I was like, what are they gonna make snow? And this is where I was like, well, that's what I thought. I'm like, the truck switched. We saw that. So right. I'm like, but
it wasn't the truck.
But you know what? But Merriman was in on it, as we know, and they were a distraction.
Yeah,
they were distracting again, like getting all the cops to the bank.
Correct.
Now. Gerard and his crew, they had to get him away from the real
right.
truck.
So,
but did Merriman know?
No.
That he was
that he was going to get screwed over?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's like they were a distraction except for the point that like they didn't know. I don't think they knew that they were carrying all that.
I think so from the line that Ice Cube Jr. says where he's like, I'm in charge of my surroundings at all times, he planned pitting Merriman against one of them, and I guess he was banking on Gerard Butler's character coming out on top.
I don't know that had they all escaped or whatever, I don't know that Ice Cube Jr. would have screwed over Merriman.
I think he had every
intention. I think Merriman knew he was driving away.
Well, he had his own crew.
I don't think Merriman knew he had fake stuff, because I don't think he would have fought that hard.
I don't think he knew that
when
he had
they
a separate
left,
crew.
When they all left the car, they did not go for the money.
Yeah.
What was the whole point of the thing if they weren't to take some backpacks
getting
with money
out.
And run away?
Getting away.
I know, but they did that whole thing and didn't touch the money to take with them. I think that shows he was in on it.
Yeah.
I think at that point, it's just survival.
Yeah. So,
you still got $3 million.
Yeah.
Ten. Yeah.
You know.
They do?
Oh, yeah. They got $10 million.
Because remember, they've been stealing money and they've been banking it, and because he said like, why don't we just take what we got and stop?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they brought all that money in the car, in the armored car.
That's true.
That was their money. Yeah. So they did all that and had no money.
But that's still in the armored car.
But
that,
where
that money? Because they put
left,
it back. In
but they switched cars. Did they
right.
leave
so
it?
Now they're in a black Suburban.
Yeah. Who knows? It doesn't matter. Yeah.
I don't know. I would like to. That would be another reason to watch it again, though, because I took it as the fact that they didn't care about the money when they left. And I know they wanted to survive, but I took that as, wow, they were the distraction. They were meant to get Gerard far away from the real money as possible. And then they meet up or they go to Europe or whatever, like together, but assuming they survive.
Yeah.
That's how I took it.
I don't know. So Gerard Butler kind of does a debrief. He talks to whoever. And he's just like, I'm just going to go. So he goes back to he goes to the car and he realizes that Ice Cube is gone.
Right.
Yeah, there's
handcuffs. He's just like, God dang it. So he goes back to the bar and he's talking to Ziggy and he's like, hey, where's Connor or whatever
his
name is? Donnie. And he's just like, yeah, he quit 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, oh, that's weird. And he starts looking around the bar.
And the two guys from the money counting room come in.
That's right. Yeah, the two guys from the money counting room come in. He looks up at the bar and it's like, loose lips sink ships.
Mm-hmm. Which is something he had said.
It is something he had said. And then there's the picture of, like, I guess it's a soccer team where it's the
he made a comment about when guys
there's two things on the streets.
There's two things that bond people that
sports,
make them work. Sports
and
the and military.
Right.
So we look at the crew and it's the
all
big
the
Samoan and it's Ice Cube Jr.
And his crew. And you realize the crew within the crew were sports.
Correct.
Yeah.
So.
And then you see, I guess, the girl with the Chinese food.
Well, there's, because the crew's at this point, it's the. The driver, the
both
of the trash drivers,
the big Samoan,
the Samoan,
Ice Cube Jr.
Yeah, we realize those are the three guys. And what's his name? Gerard Butler realizes that whole conversation, that last conversation that he heard at the bar.
Yep,
were those guys?
Were those guys?
And so when I saw that, when the audience sees it in the beginning, you think that the crew is just there because they're part of Pablo's Merriman's crew,
and
they're all hanging out there, and that's where they meet up. But really, it's his crew there.
Correct. So. It was his crew from
it's
the
good,
get.
This head fake, I did not see.
It was good. It was a good move.
Yeah.
So Butler's does the Chaz Palminteri where he walks outside, and he looks up, and of course the bar is directly across from the Federal Reserve.
Right.
And then we get the little flashback where we find out that Cube Jr. set everything up. Yeah. He went to Merriman. He set up the plan. Merriman's like, look, if we do this, it's my guys, it's my crew, it's my rules. He's like, yeah, man.
And the whole time people have been questioning and Merriman's crew, how'd you get this information? He's like, you don't worry about that.
Yeah, right. I got it covered. It was all from Cube Jr.
Yeah.
So then we flash forward a little bit and we're in London and Cube Jr. should never.
And they
do
show how they shipped all the.
They
put all the money in tires and sealed them up and stuff. It was cool.
So he should never do a British accent ever again. Because that was terrible. So in walks.
It is what it is.
Yeah, whatever. In walks Michael Bisping, who is a. I think he's just retired from the UFC.
Yeah. I was like, who is that? I'm like, is that David Beckham? I'm like,
No.
Who is this random? It's supposed to be someone.
Yeah,
I knew.
It's Michael Bisping. Yeah. And he kind of starts talking. He was like, oh, are you so-and-so, blah, blah. He's like, yeah.
From the
Diamond
Exchange.
He's like, do you work across the street? And he was just like, yeah, at the Diamond Exchange. He was like, this one's on me.
Uh-huh.
And they cut over to the corner of the bar, and there's the gal from that ordered the Chinese food. There's his little crew of people.
Samoa and the two drivers.
Den of Thieves 2.
Yeah. Yeah. But hopefully funnier.
Yeah, they like I said, they can cut out the family stuff. They can.
Yeah.
I would actually.
Well, that's where it's like that. There's this sort of like wacky little bit of a tonal shift because it's like
because if they do a second one, they can't have the reveal right. Like we know what they're doing.
If they do a second one, it's Butler doing the Die Hard thing where he's just like I got him. Like this is the case that's gonna I'm gonna end my career on this case.
Yeah,
I'm going to London.
Yeah. I don't think they should though.
No, they really should.
Very
I don't
nice.
Think it will.
Yeah,
for the box office.
Yeah, but I mean, if they could, I don't think they should because I think this is a very nice ending where Butler basically kind of laughs and he's like, "Huh, he did it." You know, like I think he's kind of like at the point where like
he does the Chaz Palminteri thing, where he's like, "Dah."
Yeah, like well done,
he got me.
But I don't see him as like the guy that's always hunting down. You know,
no, because here's the thing: is he solved four cases. He solved four unsolved cases.
And he took down all
and
the Merriman crew. It's like, so I think he's kind of like...
He still kind of got to do what he wanted to do.
And the money is not in the books.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's all exactly.
It's, it's no one's missing it.
Unaccounted for. There is no missing money.
That's why I'm thinking that Gerard Butler's like, huh, okay. Like, he did it. Yeah. No harm, no foul. We all
both
win.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think it would be doing it a disservice, not just because, like, oh, why
it
would you do
Hollywood,
that?
It is Hollywood, though.
But it wouldn't make sense for him to, I'm going to pursue him in the next one. Like, it's wrapped up.
But And I know the box office wasn't great, but one, this was probably a fairly inexpensive movie.
Yeah.
And I could see this being a movie that maybe if it finds a second life on home video, they decide maybe we do roll the dice on a second one.
Yeah. It's just that
we'll turn it over to Blumhouse.
Like this particular crew, it's like when we see this crew, they're a less threatening crew.
Right.
They're the unexpected crew. Because it's got the Samoan who was in both crews.
Right.
And then you've got, you know, but it's one of those things that's like, in the lady, it's like it just feels like they're in a different movie,
right?
Yes, I agree.
You know, and it's still fun. I mean, it does. It sort of redeems a lot of this movie, but it's just totally this movie
can't really stick the landing,
right?
Yeah. So, Dan, do you have a video recovery for us?
I do. I actually have a very, very early heist film on technically Stanley Kubrick's very first official big. You know, a Hollywood movie, and it's 1956, The Killing.
Ooh.
A brisk, I think it's a 100 or an hour and 26 minutes or something. It's a very quick movie.
Right.
And this is a movie that, if you watch it now, I mean, there's some things that are dated. Some of the acting is a little bit not great and over the top. But it's about a guy who's going to do one last heist, and he's putting a crew together, and
that
he's
always
got people
well.
On the inside. And this is also one of those movies where we see the narrative multiple times from the different characters' point of views. This is something that Quentin Tarantino borrowed heavily from if you watch Reservoir
Dogs.
And
that's a pretty innovative technique in 1956.
Very, very innovative. Kubrick also wrote the script based on a story. And it's... it's one of those movies where the heist, they pull it off.
Right.
And things start to unravel and we watch how they unravel. But a good chunk of the movie is like, we'll watch, and there's a narration which is weird, but it's also 50s.
Right.
So I think they're trying to help people. Like, they tell you the time instead of showing the time on the screen. They tell you.
Okay,
and then
okay.
It's like, because it's like 7 p.m. And then it's like, okay, now at 10:30, so-and-so was doing this, and we see like what led
it
them
sounds
up
like
to
they probably
moment.
Liked it's very Dragnet.
Yes,
like
it is.
It sounds like that's kind of that
the weird voice.
It probably
sort of official voiceover.
It probably didn't feel weird back then.
because of Dragnet.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but it's a great fun movie, and you can when you watch this, you look at it as like, damn, how many movies did this influence?
Right. It's always kind of cool to see like the
one, and it has an ending where
I've
just
never
like,
seen this. Oh, I want to see this.
It's
now.
Definitely worth checking out. But it's you could see that this movie. Reservoir Dogs.
It's the Rosetta Stone for similar movies. Yeah.
Tarantino saw this movie.
In the same way that like It Happened One Night.
Yes.
Yeah. Their romantic comedies are still stealing from that movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this one's still being cribbed from.
Yeah.
And it's one of those ones. Kubrick, too. It's very, very early movie for him. And great looking movie. You know, black and white, very close quarters. If you get a chance and you want to see sort of a classic and really one of the first heist movies,
yeah,
The Killing.
That's awesome. Good. I feel like I've seen that.
I've never seen it. Sounds really cool.
Yeah. It is. It's really good.
Well, thank you, Dan.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So I guess we will go around the table and everyone can say where to find them.
This is Dan. You can find me on Twitter at DanGraney67, GRANEY.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. And you can follow the show at Facebook.com/RealSpoilers or on our website, RealSpoilers.com or DirtyPirateHookers.com. Should still be up and running.
Should be.
Or you can find us on Twitter at RealSpoilers. So not 100% sure what the movie
is
next week.
It's Maze Runner.
Is it Maze Runner or Hostiles?
The third one.
Yeah.
Oh, what's Hostiles?
It's like
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale is John Wayne.
Oh, perfect.
So, all right, Hostiles.
Yeah, so.
I mean, we have done both Maze Runners.
No, we haven't.
Not the last one.
We did the first one, not the second one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Then never mind.
So, whew. Yeah, he's like, oh, thank God.
So, look forward to Hostiles.
Yeah, so probably Hostile. So, and Lord knows we love to be hostile.
We do.
So,
and Joe loves Hostile.
No, I don't. That movie's terrible.
So anyway, that's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, Grimm can't find the BQE.
You have come here in pursuit of your deepest hurt, in pursuit of that wish which till now has been silent. The point of no return, no backward glances, our games of make-believe are at an end. Oh, thought of if or when.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.